On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pre Twitter and my king quick vandaag op 34 graden, Johannesburg 32. Ons begin in Limpopo, waar daar verwag word dat die laaste nadoodse ondersoeke vandag voltooi sal word. Dit volg na sonderse busongeluk. Die dodetal staan op 43.
Investigation into the cause of the accident will take time as we still analyzing why the bus travel such a long distance with so many passengers. And on the other side, the ongoing investigation by SAPS will focus on culpable homicide, while the Road Traffic Management Corporation will finalize a technical report on the accident's cause.
Dit dan woordvoerder vir die Limpopo se provinsiale regering en Dawie Ramakule. Vir meer besoek jacarandafm.com en klik op news. Die Madlanga Kommissie van Ondersoek sit nie vandag nie. Dit om tyd te gee vir regsargumente oor of 'n getuie môre en Vrydag agter geslote deure sal getuig. Die kommissie ondersoek korrupsie, misdaad en die rol van kartelle in die strafregstelsel.
The dispute concerned testimony linked to ongoing criminal investigations, and parties have been given a timetable to resolve it. Evidence leaders and lawyers representing News 24 and Daily Maverick have until lunchtime today to file written submissions. The media houses will respond by 3 p.m., after which the commission will deliver its ruling at the start of tomorrow's sitting. Commission Chair Justice Mbuyisele Madlanga confirmed that once the ruling is issued, the witness will be able to testify under the conditions set by the commission. Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Die stad Ekurhuleni waarskei al sy diensverskaffers en die publiek oor 'n nuwe betalingsbedrogspil wat op sosiale media die ronde doen. Dit behels bedrieërs wat vals betalingsooreenkomste briewe skep. Die metro se woordvoerder Swelit Lamini.
As a city we do not demand money from suppliers for them to get paid. If you've rendered a service, you have submitted all the necessary documents. The next step is for the city to actually process your payment and pay you accordingly. So anyone coming to you with this particular document, it's a scam, report them to the police and please be vigilant.
Nog nies uit die buiteland. Die voormalige eerste minister van Kenia, Raila Odinga, het gesterf terwyl hy behandeling in India ontvang het. Die 80-jarige se hart het na bewering gaan staan terwyl hy gestap het. Hy is later in die hospitaal dood verklaar. En die Britse eerste minister, Keir Starmer, het aan die Laarhuis gesê die wapenstilstand in die Midde-Ooste sou nie moontlik gewees het sonder die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump nie. Hy beskryf die gebeure as 'n oomblik van groot verligting vir baie mense.
We stand ready to deploy our diplomacy and expertise in three key areas. First, to support the reconstruction of Gaza. Second, to support transitional governance arrangements in Gaza. And third, to help ensure security in Gaza through a ceasefire monitoring process, planning for the International Stabilization Force.
Action on September 4 bulletin in Afrikaans om 12:00.